Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Ellen Rohr. Don't unbuckle your seatbelts, folks. Ellen, the force we all know as Ellen Rohr, is still in the building. Author of all the bare bones biz plans books, Where Did the Money Go? She's been there, folks. She knows exactly what it's like when the cash isn't there, and she's teaching people about that, and we're glad she is. Ellen, I need a website. Tell us more about your business.
You can reach me at ellenrohr.com, ellenrohr.com, where I've got lots of books and simple things. I write skinny books with pictures in them. You'll love them. Business basics, all the stuff that you wish you'd learned in sixth grade and just did not, and will serve you right. Your whole life as an entrepreneur.
Exactly,
hey,
folks.
I loved over the break, we heard those nice things, or those, like, answering machine messages that you have.
Yeah, that was...
That is so cute. Wishing you love, love, love.
Well, we had our 20th anniversary, and we just stick them in there every once in a while to celebrate our third decade. We're excited about hanging out here. I mean, it's an accomplishment to survive 20 years in this industry, I can tell you that. But let's get back to surviving our businesses. Because I do know a lot of small businesses who didn't make it. I mean, they didn't take care of themselves, and they sacrificed for their business and they thought they were sacrificing for their family, but they didn't make it. They didn't get to the finish line. And we're talking about, Ellen's suggesting some things that we can do. We talked about yoga. We talked about eating better, learning more about how food is made, keep moving. What about the soda versus water situation?
Well, you know, we were talking at the break, too, that as you get older listeners, yep. And Jim and I are in that group, your body changes. The stuff you used to get away with is just different. And to get a different result, you're going to have to take some new action. And so one of the recommendations I made is maybe get a nutritionist. You have to be the end-all, know-it-all about your own health. Maybe someone could illuminate you with some fresh ideas. So I've been doing some research. I've been talking to nutritionists. Soda versus water, like... We know soda is bad. We know it's bad.
Why is soda bad?
More evidence.
Why is soda bad?
It's just so packed.
Now, all right, what about the diet? So what about the diet sodas?
It's packed with carcinogenic chemicals. Jim, read the label. Like, if you don't recognize the ingredients of things,
but they're so good.
They
taste so good.
This is the thing. We tend to, like, just defend. Like, if you can't read the ingredients of something you're putting in your body, shouldn't you find out a little bit more or avoid it?
Yeah.
If a potato looks like a potato and you eat that, you're probably okay. I'm not saying there isn't something on that potato or you might not have a reaction to it. But some of these things we just know.
Yeah.
And soda is a tough one to break. For me, Jim, it's a sugar addiction.
Well, see, I don't drink regular sodas. I drink Diet Coke.
Do you eat cookies? Somebody
Ellen,
brings cookies into
Ellen,
the office.
Have you ever heard of the cookie? Have you ever heard of the Cookie Monster?
The
Cookie
okay.
Monster was modeled after me. No, I love them. I don't eat them like. I mean, I don't abuse cookies. I don't eat cookies all the time. But let's get back to the soda. Does diet soda, other than does diet soda cause you to prevent you from losing weight? That's the thing I want to know. You know,
from what I'm reading, it does.
Yeah.
And so why not
that's
try that?
That's what people say. And, of course, smoking is, I mean, that's self-evident, right? Do we even need to talk about smoking anymore?
Well, you know what? I think with smoking, what we could do today that would be fresh, if you're a smoker and you're thinking, oh, here we go again, try a different approach. If you've tried to quit smoking 10 times, you might try a new method. And so I did put, I've got a link on my blog. If you go to ellenrohr.com and you link on the blog, I put a cute picture of Olivia Newton-John in a headband for my fitness blog.
I can
and,
see it, right?
There is a link there for just some different ways to approach not smoking. Again, if you are struggling with something for a long time, new thoughts, new action, that works in business, mm-hmm. that works with your health. Right? You know,
yeah,
open yourself up that you might not be the expert on this. Because if you were, then why are you in this situation? And it's a humbling moment when you do that. Maybe I'm not as smart as I thought I was. I thought I was this long-distance runner who knew everything about fitness, and I have to look at things differently now. And it's been humbling.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, well.
Well, one thing about it, I do believe what you eat, you are what you eat, what you put in your body, you get things out. That's you get the result. The result is you know, long-term is not good, and we all have to pay attention to that. Folks, we want you to be successful, but we want you to be there at the retirement party. We don't want your ashes to be there, right, Dylan?
Yeah. We don't want you to turn into a diet soda either.
And don't forget to check out those asparagus movies. Hey, Ellen, good job today.
Oh, stop it.
Come back
soon.
Thank
you, honey.
EllenRohr.com. Liz, you have ROHR. Go to the website. You'll thank me later. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Love you, Jim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.